Skriver du? Jeg var glad.
So Manu and Satrupa came from the body of Brahmaji and they prayed to their father, what should we do? Then it was said that you do three things. Svatam asyam apatyani sadrishyatmano gunahi. You produce or beget children like you, number one, with the same gunai. Number two, saas dharmen gam. Gam means prithvi. You rule this prithvi according to righteousness, dharma. And third thing, yagyai purusam yaja. Yagyai, by yagya, purusam supreme, yaja, worship. So worship supreme, by yagya. Yagya means at that time, fire ritual was there. That means everything is for Lord. Na mama, it is not for me. Whenever we put oblation, we say it is for you, Lord, not for me. So we can't do this yagya now. So what we have to do? All my karma is for you, Lord, not for me. That is yagya for our Kali Yuga. Then they said, where should we stay? Please arrange for our home. Where should we stay? All the progeny will be coming. Then Brahmaji started thinking, I was engaged in creation only. Four Kumaras came, then Rudra came, then 10 sages came. He was thinking about the creation only at that time. But there, where they will stay, that he forgot. Now he is thinking what to do. It is beyond my power to produce anything. If you remember correctly, everything was given by Narayan Hari. All the 24 tattvas, all the elements came from him. Then all of a sudden what happened? A boar of the size of thumb, small size of thumb came out. And in no time, it took a shape of an elephant or a mountain. Become so big. Then after that, what happened was we were in slope number 24.
Brahmanam harshayamasa haristamscha dijottaman swargarjitena kakubah pratiswanayata vibhu.
Brahmanam, up to Brahma, Harshayamasana is elephant. They all become cheerful. They all become happy. Hari stan. Hari has taken this form. Hari has come in the form of this boar. Dvijottaman, highly elevated Brahmans. You see, when the pralaya happens, what happens? The whole earth is underwater. When pralaya happens? After the 12 hours of Namaj. And how many locusts go into the water? Bhuvasva.
Three only. After
one. Mahajana tapasattam, that remains. So Harse Masa Harisam Dvijottaman, Dvijottaman, the Brahman, those are Uttam. Who are the Uttam Brahmas? Those who are staying in Mahajana Tapasatyam. So who were present at that time? At that time, Sanat Kumar were present. Rudra was in meditation. 10 sages were there. And the Brahmans. Brahmans who were staying in the Mahajana Tapasatyam.
Mahapralaya is after 100
years. Mahapralaya. So resident of Mahajana Tapasatyam will remain for 100 years. Bhuvasva, these three loka will dissolve at the night of, at each night of Brahmaji. After 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night. So those were all happy. Swa garjitena, now that boar rode. Swa, he himself rode, it's not that somebody else rode. Swa garjitena, he rode. Kakubha means in all disas, in all directions, the sound was pratiswanatya, echoed. His roar echoed on all directions. Bibhu, he was omnipotent. Hari has taken the form. So now you can think his garjana, his roar. It was all around. So what happened with that? With that, Devta were not afraid with that roar. Sanat Kumar, 10 rishis, Rudra was in meditation, and all the residents, Brahmans of the higher lokas, they were happy. They were not afraid with that roar. Who were afraid of that roar? All the asuras. All the asuras, they were afraid of that roar. Hari, what is this roar?
Nishamyate ghargaritam swakheda kshaisnu mayamaya sukarasya janastapasatya nivasinaste tivipravitter munayogrinansma.
Nishamya, just after hearing ghargaritam, that tumulous sound of that Lord, swakhed, person lamented, and he was not happy with what has happened with the prithvi. Kshaisnu, destroying. Maya maya sukaras, all merciful, that sukar means that boar. Maya maya. What is this maya maya? We'll see. Jana tapa satyam nivasina. It's very simple. Jana, loka, tapa, satyam, three loka, nivasina, jo vaan nivas karte hain. Those who are staying there in these three lokas, te tribhi, tribhi means three Vedas. Rigved, Yajurved, and Samved. Tribhi, Pavitrai Munyo Agrinansma. They started chanting that auspicious mantra from three Vedas. When they heard Nisamya, when they heard that sound, so they were not afraid. They understood that Hari has taken a form and they started chanting auspicious mantra from all three Vedas. When we do our Paduka Puja of Gurudev in Sandipani, not here, in Gitam Shravyami, the mantra from three Vedas are chanted. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda, three priests will be standing there. One will be chanting from the Rig Veda, another will be from the Yajur Veda and the Sam Veda. So they also chanted all these mantra. So hearing the grunting roar of divine appearing as a boar, the Rishi abiding in Janatapa Satyam, other loks are dissolved. Maha is there. Delighted and responded, Maha also resident, they all go to the upper loka. Earlier that incident has come. Because of some of the disturbances, they also move to the upper loka. Delighted and responded with the chants from the sacred Vedas. Mayamaya Sukar is all knowledgeable and illusion. Mayamaya Sukar means that boar. How is that? Mayamaya. What is Mayamaya? He has that Hari, which is Nirgun Nirakar, has taken the help of Maya. With that Maya, he has made this body. Mayamaya Sukar. Residents of Janata Satyam, when they heard, they realized that it is roar by Lord only. They started chanting auspicious mantra from three Vedas. So whenever Lord takes a form, he has to take help of Maya. Therefore, Maya Maya Sukar.
Tesham satam vedavitana murtihi brahma pradharyatma guna anuvadam vinadya bhuya vibudhodayaya gajendra lilo jalama vivesha.
He whose form is described and glorified in Veda was pleased to hear chant of those sages recounting his attribute. The Lord in the form of boar was very happy when he heard his glories being chanted by all the Rishi and Muni from the three lokas. And in appreciation, Vinadya Bhuyo again roared. He is acknowledging. Vinadya, again roar. Bhuya, again. Vibodhaya, for the benefit of the learned people, in form that I acknowledge whatever you are saying, chanting, I appreciate it. Gajendra lilo jalam avives. And like a Gajendra lila, he in the jalam, he entered into the water.
उत्क्षिप्त बालक खचर कठोर सटा विदुन मन खर रोम सत्वक खुराहता प्रसित दंष्ट इक्षा ज्योतिर्वभासे खरवान महित्र.
उत्क्षिप्त बालक स्लैशिंग विद द टेल. नाउ हिज टेल इज नॉट वेरी बिग. द टेल ऑफ ए बोर इज नॉट वेरी बिग. उत्क्षिप्त बालक खचर खचर इज नॉट खच्चर. One who is moving in kha. Kha means akas. Those who are moving in the sky, like all pakshi, all birds are or what? Kha char. Kha means akas. Those who are moving in. And Lord has taken a shape right up to Brahmalok. Why he has taken that shape? It will come. Because he has to lift such a huge prithvi, na? That earth is to be lifted. The shape also has to be gigantic so that he can lift that. So khachara kathora. Kathora means very hard. Sata hairs on the shoulder. Sara vidhunvana, quivering. Khara roma sattvakaha. Khara means the sharp. His roams are very sharp all over the body. I don't know whether you know or not, all the paint brushes are made with that hairs of body, here the body of bore. Best paint brushes are made from that. Nowadays you don't get, because of that animal killing and all that, you will get all plastic things now. Otherwise the best brushes are made from that only. Khurhata abhra. Khurhata, by striking by his hoops. Khur. Abhra, sky, clouds. His shape is gigantic, starting from the Brahmalok. So now he has hit the cloud with his hoops. Sitadranshta. Sitadranshta means his tusk. His tusk are glowing. Sitadranshta, white. Ikcha, glance. Jyotir Prabhase, began to exhibit effulgence. Its body is effulgent. It's the Hari. His body started effulgent. Bhagavan Mahigra. Bhagavan, who is that? Mahigra, supporter of the world. Mahi. Mahi means Prithvi. Gra, who is the supporter of Mahigra. So it is said here, the divine boar who had possessed of a steel-like frame and whose skin had a thick coat of steel bristle, first sprang into air, erecting his tail and shaking his mane, and tore the clouds with his hoofs. He shone most splendid at that time with his white tusk, shedding a luster whenever he cast his glance. So when the residents of Janatapa offered the prayer, the body of Bhagwan Varaha started expanding from Brahmalok. When they started praying, expansion also started. In Brahma Sanghita, it is said that the eyes looked like sun and moon, glaring, because it has become effulgent. Lord is described as Mahigra, sustainer of earth, and his body was as big as Himalaya. Otherwise, how was it possible to keep earth on the tusk? Unless the body is huge, the tusk is... You see, if you see the ordinary boar, his tusk, you will find only 8-9 inches. Elephant tusk, you will find 3-4 feet. But the boar is hardly 8-9-10 inches. But this boar, Varaha Avatar, now the description of Varaha Avatar is going on.
Granena prithivya padavim vijigran krura padesha swayamadvaranga karaladangstupya karaladrigbhyam udviksha vipram grinato vishatkam.
Granena prithivya, granen, smelling. Prithivya, earth. Padavim, situation. Vijigran, searching earth. Now he started searching earth. How? By smell. Because the quality of prithivi is, earth is smell. So by smell he started, where you will get it. Kira Upadesha, assuming a body of hog, Swayam Andaranga, personally transcendental body. His body is transcendental. If we see, we say this is Krishna made of Panch Mahabhut, but no, it is not made of Panch Mahabhut. It's transcendental body. Transcendental body, it's a Divya body. Divya body means what? If it is, you will never find any avatar's body remnants. कोई छाई नहीं मिलेगा राख नहीं है इट टोटली डिसअपियर्स होल थिंग देयर फॉर वी डोंट हैव एनी समाधि ऑफ भगवान राम भगवान कृष्ण इवन इफ यू गो टू द प्रभास क्षेत्र और इन अयोध्या लॉर्ड राम डिसअपियर्ड इन सरजू नदी लॉर्ड कृष्णा डिसअपियर्ड फ्रॉम प्रभास क्षेत्र सो नथिंग इज देयर सिमिलरली This body is also transcendental. Karala drishta, that the teeth are fearful. It has become huge. Karala drishta. And akarala drikbha, but the glance is not that fearful. You see, the teeth are fearful, but its glance is not fearful. Then udvichya vipran grinato avisatkam. Then he glanced on all the Brahman, Vipran. Vipra means Brahman. Vipran, he glanced. Where are the Brahman? The Brahmans are in the Mahajanatapalo. He glanced them. That glance was with Karuna, not fearful glance. Karuna, Grinato, and entered into Kam. Kam is water. He entered into water. So Bhagwan body is not like ordinary hog in the world. it can't become huge like Brahma Bhagavan spreading up to Satyalok. Ordinary hawk cannot increase his body. It is Divya Sarir, his body is bathed. He assumed Brahma Roop as a pastime, as a Leela, started searching Prithvi. He looked fearful to non-devotees, but not fearful to his Bhakta.
Savajra Kuthanga Nipata Vega Vishina Kukshi Stanayan Nudanwan Utsvishta Dirkhormi Bhujairi Vartaha Chukrosa Yakeshwara Pahimeti.
Sa means that Bhagavan, Barahavatar. Vajra Kuthanga means like a body, like a mountain. So sometimes we say it is like an elephant, like a gajar. Now it is saying that it is like a mountain. Nipat Bega, with the force, he dived into that water. Visirna Kuchi, Visirna means bifurcating. Kuchi in the middle. He jumped in the middle of that water. Then what happens? You see, it says Tripuru, Stanayan Udanwan. Stanayan means resounding. The sound was resounding, a loud sound came when he entered. And Udanwan means is a name of ocean. Other word for ocean is Udanwan. Utasrishta, what happened? If you throw a big stone in the water, what will happen? There will be a sound, is it not so? And it will, the waves or some water will come up. Similarly, Utsrishta means created. What? Dirga, high. Urmi, waves. Urmi, waves. Created. Bhujai, eva artha. It looked like the ocean has lifted his hand, arthavat, as a dukhi. Oh, I am sorrowful. I am unhappy. Chukrosa means he prayed loudly. Yageshwar, whom? To the Barahavatar. Who is that Barahavatar? Yageshwar. His whole body is Yagya Roop. The whole description is going to come. Each and every limb, each and every organ of that avatar is Yagya Roop. Whole description is going to come. Pahi means protect me. Now ocean is coming. When the Barahavatar entered into that water, the water splashed. And it is being described that as if he is fearful, frightened. Even the great ocean was perturbed by falling of the mountain-like body of Bhagwan. Ocean was afraid as if death is appearing.
Utparaparam triparu rasayam dadarshagam tatra shushupshuragre yam jivadhanim swayam abhyadatta.
That yagya embodied, that Varaha avatar embodied, one divided into that water. That water is limitless. It is infinite water, but made it limited. It appeared like limited, shattering it with its sharp hoops, and in the depth of that water, In Rasayam, in the depth of that water, he came across Bhu, Prithvi, he found the support of all beings whom he had once sheltered in his abdomen. He found that all the place for the beings is there in his abdomen at that time of deluge. Why Prithvi is in water? Can anybody tell? Why it went to water now? Why not to sky? There are so many planets and all this. Earth comes from water. So it has to go back into water. Comes out of water. From Brahman came with his Maya Shakti. First came Akash. Akashat Vayu. From Akash Vayu. From Vayu Agni. From Agni. Therefore, Prithvi has gone back to. Some Mahatma say this Rasayam means Rasatal. Rasatal is the last Patal. But the Prithvi is in the seventh plane, na? Bhu, Bhuva, Swa, Jana, Tapa, Sattam is the seventh upper. Then similarly, seven are lower. Rasayam means if we say Rasatal, that means the Prithvi has gone down to the seventh lower level. That cannot be. Here Rasayam means Garbhodak Samudra. Garbhodak Samudra in which the Prithvi rests.
Swam drashtayo dhritta mahim nimaknam sauttita samruruche rasayaha tatra vidaitram gadaya patantam sunava sandipitati pramannuhu.
And 32 also.
Jaghanarundhanam asaya vikramam salilayebhyam mrigaradivambhasi tadrakta pankankita ganda tundaha yathagajendro jagatim vivindan.
While the Lord stood there in his glory lifting the earth on his dust from Rasatal, Rasatal means Garbhodak Samudra, not the seventh plane. Samudra, he was confronted by Hiranaksha of irresistible power and armed with a mace in hand. And he ran toward Lord and tried to hit him with his mace. Lord became very angry. His anger was so fierce that it acted like his own Sudarshan. Even the anger acted like a Sudarshan chakra. The Lord slaughtered the Asur effortlessly as a lion kills an elephant. Effortlessly he killed Hiranyaksha, and with his face and the neck reddened with the blood of Asur. Quite natural. When he killed, the blood all spell on his face and neck. He himself looked like an elephant in a rut covered with the red earth of a mountainside. It has split or turned over. Like sometimes the mountainside, the elephants play. They remove the earth and put it on their body. See, Lord looked like that.
Tamala neelam sitadanta kotyaha mamutkshipantam gajalilayanga pragyaya vadhanjalayonu vakkehi virinchi mukhya upasturisham.
Tamala neelam, even as the Lord who is dark as tamal tree. Tamal tree's his color is neel, blue. Neelavarna. The earth on the ends of his white tusk, like an elephant carrying a lotus on his tusk. O Vidur, Brahma and other recognized him, and joining palm, they started praying as if they are chanting some Vedic mantra. When all the residents of Mahajana Tapasatyam, they saw Lord coming out with that Prithvi, they started praying. Now this is the prayer of all the Rishi Munis. Risaha Uchu. This is the prayer of the Rishis. And in this you will find that the whole body parts, all limbs, all organs are described. And each part, each limb, each organ represent something related to yajna, fire ritual. In fire ritual we need fire, we need the long chamas, there is a short chamas. Chamas means spoon. Pramalaji knows when we put in the Gayatri Havan, that spoon is long one, chamas. Then there is a short chamas also, and different items are required. There is a plate in which we may offer the ghee and we save one drop of. What is that called? Which part is that? Everything will be described now.
Rishaya Yuchuhu. Jitam jitam tejita yagya bhavan traim tanum swam paridhunvate namaha yadroma garteshu nililuradhvaraha tasmai namakkarana sukarayate.
This prayer is hymn is from 34 to 45 by Rishis. Victory, victory to you, O unconquerable one, the promoter of all sacrifices, we salute you. Even as you shake your body consisting of three Vedas. So body is three Vedas. Veda personified is this body. Body itself is three Veda. In order to free it from the moisture, we bow once more to you who have assumed the form of a boar with special object. What is the object of Brahmavata? To find out the earth. And in the pores of whose bristles lie hidden various sacrifices. In each bristles, all sacrifices are hidden. So this stotra is very pious. Brahmavatar is the best avatar. In each pore there are yagya. He is not ordinary sukar. He is Karan Sukar. Have you seen the last line? Karan Sukarayate. Karan Sukaraya. Karan means he is the cause. Who has taken this form? Hari has taken this form. Narayan has taken this form. Brahman has taken this form. Who is this Narayan, Hari or Brahman? He is the Karan. Karan means the cause of this Jagat. Second meaning of Karan, Karan Sukar means, koi to Karan hoga. There must be some cause for which he has taken this body. What is the cause? He has to find out earth. Therefore, he has taken the body of boar. So one Karan Sukar means he is the cause of the whole world. Second meaning of the Karan Sukar means there must be some reason for which he has taken this body. Why not other body? To find out earth, you have to have the Sukar body. Because the Sukar loves Prithvi. Even the dirtiest part is his food.
Rupam tadvaitannanu duskritatmanam durdarshanam deva jadakvaratmakam chandam siyasvatvachivarhi romaha ajyam drishitvam grishu chatur hotram.
This form of yours, O Lord, made up as it is of sacrifices, is one that cannot be perceived by sinful. Those who are papi, they will not be able to see him. Even if they see, they will not accept him as incarnation. Many people, when Lord Krishna came, many didn't accept him as avatar, as an ordinary person. Duryodhana also never accepted that he is a Bhagwan. But he has seen that he is very mighty. He can do a lot of things. He thought he is a, what you call a magician. Magic dikhata hai. Mayavi. The various Vedic meters, Gayatri, find place in your skin. You see, now this is compared. All the Gayatris are where? That is in the skin. The holy kusa grass is your bristles. All the bristles are nothing but the kusa grass. Clarified water in your eyes. In the eyes you will find something of creamy type of thing. That is butter. And the function of four prishta, hota, udgata and rasakta, are four legs. Now the body is being described that the whole thing is yagya. So Brahma incarnation is personified form of Veda. His skin, eyes and bodily hairs are all described as different parts of Veda. Some strict followers of Veda don't believe in his akar. They don't believe. They don't say no. They don't accept. Mahatma says they are Vedvadi. They are Karmakandi. They don't believe that he is avatar. Their intellect is covered by Maya. Therefore, they are not able to recognize him. 36.
Shruktunda asit shubayishanasayoho idodare chamasakar narandre prasitramase grasane grahastute tacharvanam te bhagavanagni hotram.
The shruk. What is the shruk? Shruk is the long chamas, spoon, the long one. What is that? In your facial extremity. Facial extremity? Thutni. Facial extremity. Struva, the small ladle, is your nose. Comparing each organ of Bhagwan with the what is required in doing the yajna. Ida means plate, is your stomach. Chamas is your ears. Prasitra, a vessel which Brahmaji said is poured, Prasitra, is that is your mouth. Agnihotra, pouring oblation in fire, is your act of chewing, mastication of food. Each limb is now compared. 37.
Dikshanu janmo pasadasiro dharam tvam prayaniyo dayaniya dramstraha jivha pravargyastavashishakam kratoho sabhyavavastam chitayo sabohite.
Your repeated descent, avatar, is what is known as diksha. Avatar is known as diksha. Or dakshini ishti, oblation in sacrificial fire. Three ishti, known as upasad. What is upasad? Which precede the sutya or the pressing of the som. Pressing of the som, somaras. Have you heard this word? Somaras. In some of the yaga and yagya, somaras is required. So the pressing of that is called upasad in Jyotishthom. Constitute your neck. So upasad is your neck. Prayani ishti follows diksha, or udaniyas ishti. So there are three ishti. One is upasad, praniya ishti, and udaniya ishti, performed at the end of yagya, are your tusk. Pravargya, ceremony called Mahabir, performed at the beginning of any upasad, forms your tongue. Sabhya, home rahit agni, and avasthya, opasik fire, form your head. Chittayo asava, chittayo asava, for making any havan, you need a formation of havan kunda. Ishtika chayam, how many bricks will be required, in which form is to be made, is called chittayo asava, laying of the bricks for havan. Constitute your vital layers, revealed as you are in the form of sacrifice. So each limb, each organ is being compared with the yajna.
Somasturet savananyavasthitihi samsthavibhedastavadevadhavataha satrani sarvani sarira sandihi tam sarvayajna kraturishti bandhanaha.
The som is your reta, your semen. Som, somras. Savan, savan is the ritual of morning, noon, and evening. There are three savan, and these three savan are your seat. Various forms of sacrifices, seven sacrifices are said here, which is equated with the seven dhatu, seven materials. Sapta dhatu. Our body has got sapta dhatu. Who can tell? Starting from bone marrow, then bone, flesh, fat, then blood, inner skin, outer skin. Hua, satwa? Bone marrow, bone, flesh, fat, blood, outer skin, inner skin. Seven. This is compared with Agnishtom, Uktha, Sodasi, Bajapeya, Atiratra, Atyagnishtom, Aptoryama. These are the seven havans, home. This is compared to the body elements. Satra, various yag lasting from 1 day to 1,000 years. When we started our Bhagavatam, at that time, Saunak Rishi and all, they were doing yagya for 1,000 years. So whenever they used to do the yagya, it's not that continuously yagya is going on. In between the time is there, then Saunak asks questions to Sutji. Tell me about the Leela of Bhagwan. This is how we are proceeding. So Satra means yagya lasting from 1 day to 1,000 years are your joints. All sacrificial performance known as yajna without drinking somras. So there are two type of yajna in which one you have to drink somras and other is in which you don't drink somras. तो याग और कृतु इज विथ ड्रिंकिंग ऑफ सोमरस एंड यज्ञ इज विदाउट ड्रिंकिंग सोमरस आर यू अलोन बोथ टाइप यू आर अलोन द टेंडेंस ऑफ योर बॉडी फॉर्मिंग वेरियस सेक्रीफाइसेस ऑफ 12 डेज So anyone performing such yag regularly is supposed to be situated with the Lord. But anyone who is in contact with the Lord through bhakti is understood to have performed all yagya. The one way is you do the yagya continuously. So you are situated in Lord. If you are thinking about the Lord all the time, where are you situated? You are situated in Lord. Other way, if you do the bhakti, you get the benefit of all this. You are still situated in the Lord. In bhakti also you are situated in the Lord.
Namo namaste khila mantra devata dravyaya sarva kratave kriyatmane vairavya bhaktyatma jayanu bhavita jnanaya vidya gurave namo namaha.
Salutation to thee who has manifest as all mantra. All the mantra has come from there. The Rishi Munis, whatever they have got, is all from him. And all celestials, all devatas also has come from him only. He alone was there, na? And after that everything came from him only. All ingredients of worship, that is the entire system of yag and form of worship, everything is coming from him. Salutation to you who are state of enlightened consciousness attained through renunciation. How do you get enlightenment? Vairagya. Devotion, concentration, etc. And the universal teacher who confers enlightenment. You are Vidya Gurve. You are the guru for giving. You see, for bhakti also, vairagya is needed. First you must have vairagya, then only bhakti will happen. What is ananya bhakti? Single-pointed devotion. When can you do the single-pointed devotion? Jab udhar se vairagya hoga. So bhakti will happen only when there is a vairagya, it is preceded by vairagya. So there should be no desires of the material thing. This is confirmed in sloka number 10 of chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita. Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Tesam, that satatam yuktanam. Satatam yukta, continuously you are doing the bhakti puja or thinking about the Lord. Satat, always, yuktanam. Bhajatam Priti Purvakam, and we are worshipping Priti Purvak with faith, with love. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Then I give them knowledge. Many people ask this question. We can reach by bhakti also. There is no need of knowledge. It is said Dadami Buddhi Yogam. I arrange for knowledge for them. Dadami means doesn't mean that he will give touch kar diya all knowledge has come. No. Lord, we could make an arrangement so that you get the knowledge. And the classic example of this arise, Thakur, Ramakrishna. He was Kali Bhakt. He used to talk to Kali, Mother Kali. He used to feed. And Mother Kali used to eat. The same murti, same idol is still there. But no knowledge. Bhakt and Bhagwan are two different. Then Totapuri came all the way from North India. At that time there were no rails. Came all the way. Who prompted? Who told you have to go to East? There is a Bhakt there. Who is controlling demand and supply of Guru? Went there. Then he said, I want to give you knowledge. Well, I will ask mother first. If she tells, then I will take otherwise. And Totapuri was abadut. Abadut means naked. Nanga Baba. Then he goes and tells how to describe this person. He says, Langta has come. Naked person has come. And he is telling me this thing. Should I do it? She said, yes, you do. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Dadami Buddhi Yogam means that Lord will make proper arrangement so that you get the knowledge. It's not that Dadami Buddhi Yogam, Bhagwan is coming and giving you knowledge. No. He will make arrangement for that. Tam Tin Maam Upayanti Te. And by that, yen mana, by that you will upayanti, you will come to me. So by bhakti, what will happen? Bhakti or purification of mind will happen. When purification of mind happens, then you get the knowledge. When you get the knowledge, then you attain him. That's all. Khatam. So there is one way, this way. Bhakti, jnana. Other way, jnana, bhakti. Jnana and bhakti, you first get the knowledge. Who is? He is the Supreme Lord. Then after that, bhakti will automatically come. He is the Supreme Person. If a minister comes or if a senior officer comes, we all get up to greet him. Is it not so? Standing up and greeting is bhakti, showing reverence, showing respect. And he is the Lord of all presidents also. So bhakti aayegi ki nahi? Bhakti will automatically come. Many people say Shankaracharya was Vedantin Vedanta. No, he was a great bhakta. He wrote many hymns for all South Indian temples, and still it is being followed for each one of them.
Dangstraga kotya bhavan stvayadrita virajate bhudhara bhusabhudhara yathavanani saratodatadrita matangajendrasya sapatra padmini.
O supporter of the world, the earth resting on the ends of your tusk shines like the lotus lifted with a cluster of leaves on the tusk of a mighty elephant emerging from the forest. Bana nissaritaha. Bana, bana means forest. Nissarita, coming out. An elephant is coming out of the forest. And he has got on the tusk a lotus with some leaves also. It looks beautiful. So earth is praised here as the lotus resting on the trunk of elephant looks beautiful. In the same way, prithvi with the river and mountains look beautiful. Now this prithvi has got a whole thing. All the river, mountains, everything is there. He lifted. So it also looks beautiful.
Trayimayam rupam idam cha saukaram bhumandale natha data dhrite nate chakasti sringo dhaganena bhuyasa kula chalendrasya yathaiva viprama.
Just as a great mountain becomes more majestic by the clouds resting on its peak. From a distance, when you see a mountain, as if the mountain is giving support to the clouds, it looks like that. So does the form of thine boar-like appearance, but really the embodiment of Veda shine before all the earth resting on thy trunk. Now it is physically seen that who is that boar, Barahavatar? Is Lord Hari. And where that earth is resting? On his tusk. So who is supporting earth? Hari is supporting that. We always say, na, outside what we see is only the superimposition on Brahman. Brahman is the substratum, and on that substratum, the whole world is superimposed. Now here you see in Varaha Avatar, now you can imagine his body, the size of his body and the tusk. And on that tusk, the whole prithvi is there. So cloud appeared to be supported by mountain, same way the Lord is supporting earth on his tusk.
Sangsthapayainam jagatam satasthusam lokaya patni masimataram pita videma chasse namasa sahatvaya yasyam sate jognim ivaranavadhaha.
Now they are requesting, Lord, sansthapya, kindly place this mother of entire jagat, who is your spouse, patni. Shri is patni and Prithvi is patni. They said it is your patni. Formally on waters in order to make her habitable for all. Now they are requesting you please place it on the water so it becomes habitable. Earlier it was inside. If you put a stone in water, it will go down. Is it not so? But the Lord will place this earth on the water, it will float. It will not go down. Earlier it was down. He said, okay, Master of Jagat, please make it habitable. Please establish it on water. You are their father. You are Jagat Pita. We bow to you and Mother Earth, in whom you have deposited your seed in form of sustaining power. The Prithvi has got the sustaining power. Gravitational force is there. Whose force is that? The Prithvi multiplies. Put one seed, it will multiply into hundreds. Whose power is that? That is his seed, his power, sustaining power. Even as the sacrificer invoked the sacrificial fire in the Aruni, the piece of wood used for kindling fire, by chanting mantra. In Yajna, you will find it is not lighted with the matchstick or your gas thing. They will do it by rubbing two piece of cups with a wooden rod. So two cups are like this, in which there is a wooden, it is pressed like this, and then they churn it and chant some Vedic mantra. The fire will come. That fire will be taken on cotton. Then that cotton will be taken to the Havan Kunda. Similarly, please do the same thing to the earth. As Brahman puts fire in Arani by potency of mantra, same way gravitational force is potency of the Lord placed in the earth. Thus, Prithvi becomes inhabitable for char and achar. Char means movable, achar means unmovable. Jeev of material world are placed in the mother earth like father places seed of the child in the mother. Lord is Mata and Pita. It is also said in our Bhagavad Gita also, Tasam Brahmahadayoni Aham Bij Pratpita. In chapter 14 you will find that I am the Pita, I put the seed. Seed means what? The potency, my power in it.
Kasraddha dhitanya tamastava prabhu rasam gataya bhuvaud vivarharam navismayo so tvai vishva vismaye yoyoaya edam sasijeti vismayam.
Who else than you, O Lord, could venture to lift up the earth that had sunk into the lowest depth of the water? Is it possible for any person? The whole humanity, if they want to try to lift this, they can't. This is not a miracle for you, who is abode of all wonders. Lord is abode of all wonders. If you look at the Prakriti, the fall color is coming. Why it is coming? The wonder. Who have created this most marvelous universe by your Maya. With Maya, this marvelous thing is going on. When a scientist discovers something, common man accept it as a wonderful discovery. It's only discovery, it was already there. But an intelligent person admires the brain of that person which is given by that Lord. Intelligent person will say, see, the Lord has given him such a good brain that he could find out this. Behind whole earth cosmic manifestation, it is the Lord Krishna. Maya adhyachena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Have you heard this?
Maya in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Adhyachina. Adhyach means I am the president. Under my governorship, under my rulership. Maya Adhyachina. Prakriti, this Maya. Suyate Sacharachar. It creates all these things. Char and Achar. So the brain behind the whole cosmos is Lord Krishna. Or Hari. Or Narayan. Or Brahma. Whatever way you want to call it.
Vidhunvata vedamayam nijam vapuhu janastapas satya nivasino vayam satashikodbhuta shivambu vinduvi brimirchamana mishamisha pavitaha.
We, the residents of Janatapasatya Lok, have been wetted and thereby purified by the holy water drop that came from the tips of your mane. You know, earlier also it came now. The Lord's Sukh is the body, and from his mane the waters came out, and that wetted all the residents of Brahmaloka. So now these rishis are saying, we are purified because the water has come from you. Therefore we are purified. When you sook off the water on Bedhmay body, Bedh constituted body, in all direction, his body started from Brahmaloka all the way to the ocean. When he sook, ordinary body of hog is considered impure. Is it not so? We don't want to touch. It's so impure. And if you tell a Muslim about that hog or a boar, suar, sukar, gone. We should not consider Varahavatar as impure. Varahavatar is personified Veda. Ganga is pure because it came out of the toes of the Lord. Same way the water which came out from the body of Varahavatar was purifying all the sages and saints.
Savaivata prastamatista taveshate yakarmanam paramapara karmana yadoga maya guna yoga mohitam Vishwam samastam bhagavan videhisham.
Indeed, the man who seeks to find out the limits of your inexhaustible excellence and divine activity is a man of little understanding. We want to try to measure, we want to see his capacity, ability of Bhagavan. Rishi says, you are a man of a little intelligence, understanding. His intellect is clouded along with that of all world by deluding the power of your yog maya. Do what is auspicious for all. You see, the important is not the form but the content. Is it not so? Suppose with a gold if you make a horse or an elephant or a boar. So will that be inauspicious? See the content. The main thing is the gold. Not the form. Similarly, don't see the form of this Varahavatar. See the content. What is the content? Is the Bhagavan is there. Bhagavan is the content. Similarly, once Lord Krishna came from grazing the cows and all that, and his body was all, you know, in the Brajbhumi, it is all red type of soil. Your body was full of that dust. Mother Yashoda said that you were sukar in the earlier life. When he was doing Leela on the Yamuna, Yashoda said you were fish in the earlier life. When he was playing with the Gopal, his friends, you know, sometimes you used to play with that ghoda bano. If you are defeated, you have to become like on the floor, and just another person who has won, who will sit on you and you have to walk. So sometime Lord Krishna became ghoda also. He was on floor. And his mother said, "Are usko uthao, hatao, hatao usko." He will not listen. And mother Ayastha said, "Now you were in the earlier life ghoda, horse." So if you want to know him, what you have to do? You have to surrender. Mame vije prapadante maya metam tarantite. One who surrenders, he removes his maya. Otherwise, it is very difficult to remove maya. Should I complete? There are also. Acha, theek hai. Next time we'll do.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.